You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Apparently, 94% of people plan on doing some sort of online shopping while they're at work today.
Of course.
So this thing about how, oh, it's terrible because some people shop while they're at work, 94%. That means 6 out of 100 people are the only people who will not be shopping at work today.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently bosses just need to, I guess, designate
shut it down.
a half hour, say, look, everybody today from like 10 till 11, everybody just forget your work. Everybody just get all your shopping done so we can get it all contained in 1 hour and then back to work. Would that be fair?
That, or I would think IT could go in and block like Target and Amazon and Walmart and all and Best Buy and all these biggies so you can't even get on them at work. But I guess you could use your phone.
Use a phone.
One of the big no-nos is you should never use a work email as your username on store websites. And you should never use the same password you use to sign into your work email when you're shopping online today. Because if the wrong person gets your work email and your password, your company could get hacked. Have fun with that. So you've been warned.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting my personal emails exploding with all the deals today.
Oh, my God.
And it's
so funny. If I get another email from Amazon, they send now about 20 a day.
Yeah. Well, I'm cracking up because of all the goofy ones. Like, I got one from my grocery store. It's like a Cyber Monday deal on deli meat. And I have an auto parts one. It's like fuel stabilizer of Cyber Monday deal. And then Dropbox even sent me one. Cyber Monday. But you get more memory for, 30% off today for Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. And all the weird ones are even jumping on board of this stupid Cyber Monday. So what I find hard about all this is I do a ton of online shopping. I picked up most of Nicole's gifts online this year. And we share, we've got joint accounts, joint credit cards, blah, 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 blah. But she handles the bills when they come in. So she gets the credit card statements and she goes online and
so how do you hide your purchase,
everything
right?
out. So it's like, how do I hide all my purchases?
You can't already camouflage it.
At all. So she's already knows that I went to underarmor.com about a month ago and I bought her some stuff and she's like, what's this Under Armour charge here on the credit card? I don't remember making that. I'm like, ah, crap.
The other thing you have to watch for is what email address, because as they ship the stuff, that's mm-hmm. what happened to me one time. We used Tim's email. So I bought him something from Amazon and he got an email going, boom, your whatever what it was
yes.
has shipped.
Yes.
And I was like, oh,
well, how could you
dang.
Not think of that?
Well, because I'm stupid.
You don't think about it.
It's his account. I don't know. Yeah. I just signed on with his stuff.
What'd you get her from Under Armour?
A couple of these shirts that she wanted, little half zip, little cute,
well,
tight
now
little
she
things.
Knows it all.
She knows. I mean, oh, she okay. saw it. She's like, what'd you get me from Under Armour? I like those shirts.
And you can't pay cash. So what do you do?
Right.
How do you work
the other
it?
Thing, too, with Amazon, if you share an Amazon account and you hop on to go buy something after she's purchased something from Amazon, it'll show
it
you.
It shows you everything.
Like recommendations, like right on their homepage
yep.
or what you recently purchased. So
apparently
totally
what you
fraud.
Guys need are
totally
separate
fraud.
Amazon accounts.
Yep.
You need
total credit.
Separate checking and credit card
yes.
accounts.
You need like a Christmas credit card that you can use on your own. And you're like, don't look at the Discover bill.
Maybe you just go out and get one of like a Visa $500 card or something.
Yeah, you could do that.
And you just do all of your purchases on that.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Or a novel idea. Just go to a brick and mortar store.
There is that.
You could just support the moms and pops,
yes.
Jeremy.
But still, you kind of know, like if you go to Dick's or something and she's asked for Under Armour shirts, she's still going to know.
I love Dom's idea, though. I think that's it. You've solved it.
Get the $500 card?
Yeah, you go to the store, get the gift cards, and then just use that.
See?
Right. Mm-hmm.
See? There's a solution.
He's an idea man.
But then you've got the problem also of where to hide things when they physically come into your
oh,
house.
That's true.
Dude, I've already stumbled on one of my gifts.
A stash?
I found it. Like, I was cleaning the laundry room. I wasn't even looking. I was not
Jeremy,
looking.
Jeremy, you're a snooper.
Not looking at all. I was cleaning the laundry room. We have a stack of Christmas like Amazon boxes in there that we've uh-huh. got for the kids. And I'm like sorting them. And like, what did we buy? And boop, I opened up a box and there's a pair of Converse Nintendo shoes that I wanted because I'm
yay!
A nerd. And so I'm like, oh. Like
Converse Nintendo.
Yes.
You've got
you
like Super Mario
you
shoes.
You're not even going to understand why I want these, Dom.
Explain
so,
it to
they're
me.
They're so cool. It's just the cool factor. They're like your Beatles shoes, your Converse.
Which you give me
Vans.
Endless
no,
grief
sorry, they're
about.
Vans.
Yes.
They're Vans Nintendo shoes. And you have Vans Beatles ones just because they're mm-hmm. cool. And these are Nintendo ones, and they got the little Nintendo controller.
Yes,
all
but
over
I can
them.
Wear mine out in public.
No, I'm totally gonna wear them. I'm totally
so
gonna wear them.
So did you tell her you found them?
Well, I guess I just did now.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So if you want to call in and tell us how you handle all this, how do you hide the purchases, and then how do you actually hide the booty when it arrives, when the gifts come in? What's your go-to hiding spot? Remember the old joke about a guy saying that he hides all of his wife's gifts in the oven?
No, I never heard that totally joke before,
that
Dom.
That way she'll never find him.
I'm hating on you.
Did you guys do any Black Friday shopping? You didn't go out?
I didn't do a darn thing. No, the only shopping I did all weekend was buying food and alcoholic beverages.
No, I can't beat
That's
that.
That's all I bought.
Mm-hmm. I did wander into Tipsy's down by me, which is, you know, the biggest Massive. Liquor store this side of the Mississippi. And it was nuts. I just had to go in and get some whiskey sour stuff. I was making sours. And oh, my God.
All the gift sets are starting to be on the shelves now with the
liquor. Yeah, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Wow. But Nicole and my sister did end up going out about 7, 8 o'clock or so on Thanksgiving night. They went to Target.
They did?
They went to Target. And
I thought all the stores were rebelling and weren't going to be doing that anymore.
Not Target. They opened up later and they went in and they said it was like a crazy, you know, like TSA looking. They had barricades up everywhere inside and special lines you had to go through and piles of gifts. It was pretty intense. One of the things that they did pick up for me, because I'm just not in the decorating spirit this year, especially when it comes to the outside lights, because there's a pain in the butt, you know, stringing the wires and everything.
There's a ladder involved.
Ladder. Mm-hmm. So what Nicole picked up for me were those, have you seen those spotlights that you stick in the front yard? You go clink.
Yes. Yep.
And it's the stars.
Yes.
She picked me up snowflake ones.
Swirly blue and
it's
green
swirly,
and red colors.
Yes, yeah. And it just does the pattern on your house.
That's totally the lazy man's way.
Passed it. But then I kicked it up because I said, why don't you go ahead and pick up, they're a good price, get me 5 of them. So I have 5 of those in my front yard.
How much do those cost?
They were down to $15. So.
That's a good deal.
So for $75, you can like go Griswold on your
crazy.
House.
Crazy. So like, and they're all snowflake patterns. I got multicolored and white ones. So the whole house is like, if you stare at it too long, you get motion sickness. So I'm thinking when people are driving by, they're going to like end up in my neighbor's yard or something.
Well, I was going for a walk yesterday evening, and I noticed 3 or 4 houses that had those now. It's like when icicles, you know,
those were big.
When icicles first came out and they were on 1 or 2 houses, you were like, whoa, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And now, you know, every third house has those.
That,
so I have a feeling we're going to get to the point where everybody's got the swirly, lazy man's way of doing
true,
a life.
But so easy, Jeremy's man. Up the game. I mean, you got to admit, 5, he's like, top that, neighbors.
I got to tell you.
Ring it, snowflakes.
Exactly.
I have never really been a decorate my house on the outside with lights. I did that one thing that one year where I did the funny thing with me falling off the roof, kind of blah, blah, blah. So I've done that. But it is funny that every year I go through the tinge of feeling like a jerk for not doing it. And it lasts for 2 or 3 days, but I'll drive through the neighborhood or I'll be walking around my neighborhood and I'm like, God, I'm the only house that doesn't have lights
dark.
Up. Yes. And so you think I don't, but I do. I feel really bad. Like, God, I should put something up.
But
really,
you don't
why?
Feel bad enough to put something
but
up.
I don't feel bad enough to actually act
there's
on
that
it.
Line
but the whole
right
thing,
there.
I mean, if you sit back and think about it, it's stupid. You're not even, I mean, you're doing it for everybody else.
Right.
No,
you don't even see
it. I'm having a conversation with a friend of mine a couple of days ago, and she said, she goes, I think she was telling her children, because they're like, can we put up Christmas lights? And she said, Christmas lights on your house are for your neighbors.
Yes.
They're not for you.
Yep.
Because when you're inside and you decorate your house on the inside with your tree and you hang stuff on the stair railings.
It's beautiful.
You enjoy it. But when you turn on lights outside, it's just kind of
close your shades and close your door and you never see it.
She's like, it's just kind of a one-upsmanship on your neighbors. It's like outdoing the Joneses.
See, I always was told as a kid that you decorate the outside of your house so Santa, when he's flying over in his sleigh, will know that you've been good boys and girls.
That's a load,
and
Chris.
And that he knows. You know, it's like an airport light. It's like a runway. Boop, boop,
you know,
boop.
If Santa is so shallow that he's going to judge which house is deserving of a stop based on the lights, what if some poor house can't afford to put lights
on?
That's
true. Is Santa going to ignore them? I didn't think about it.
Santa's
going to
get motion sickness at my house.
Yeah, he is.
You know who I feel bad about is my nosy, she's got to be like 110 across the street. The little old lady, she's super nosy. She knows everything that's going on in the neighborhood. And she stares right out at our house. And I just feel like she is going to get so
hypnotized,
sick. And she's going to be stumbling down to her little mailbox. And
yeah.
Dom, you should get some snowflake. See, it will ease your guilt.
Oh my God.
And it's really
you
easy.
Could. So here is the jerk that I am. Besides years ago doing the thing where I had like a dummy hanging off the house like it was me falling off the roof.
Like it's Halloween / Christmas.
I remember years ago telling people on this show, I said, here's what I'm going to do because I'm getting so much crap from my neighbors. How come you don't decorate your house? Don't you get into the spirit? I'm like, I am in the spirit. I don't like getting up on my roof and stapling things. I just don't want to do that. So I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one single Christmas light, one bulb. I'm going to put it on a stick and I'm going to stick it in the middle of my yard. So it's just one little light on the top of a stick. That's and I remember awesome. My coworkers on the show said, you know what that is? That's one giant finger.
Yes.
That's you flipping off your neighbors. So don't do that. So I didn't.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com / DomEmilyJeremy.